What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why do I tell you that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, God is so thorough and wise, y'all. Yes, he woke us up. You know, just God is straight, man. Look, this Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I have to put that out there in pieces for you. Okay, now what is the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Come on, say it with me. Come on. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. All right? So look, there's one other thing that I tell y'all too. If I go ahead and I slide it over to the pieces, I tell y'all, come on, y'all already know what it is, to say hi to your haters. Okay? So what I say is, hi, haters. Cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. You gotta give a shout out to your haters all the time. Listen, and if you just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, oh my God, why is she over there giving a shout out to her haters? Listen, let me tell you something. Hate is acknowledgement. It's just love backwards, baby. They don't know how to go ahead and get a love, so they go ahead and get a hate. So look, let me explain to you why you got to say hi to them, okay? Because see, when you got this light on the inside of you, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. You know that light that's on the inside of you, shining bright, 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 bright like a diamond. Just doing what it is that it does, baby. When you got all that on the inside of you, see what happens is that sometimes your haters, your naysayers, you know, all them people who ain't believe in disbelief and all that, what happens is they come over. Yeah, they come over, all right? Because they like, wait a minute, hold on. Is that my boy over there shining on? Is that my girl over there shining on? They see that light. The light on the inside of you is shining bright. Bright, bright, bright like a diamond. It's coming out. So, you know, it's drawing them to you because, you know, they dark. Told y'all before, I always tell y'all, the light destroys the darkness, okay? Like when you're in your room at home and you got the lights out and you're chilling, somebody come in there, bow, hit the switch, kind of disturbs you a little bit. Hey, you like, wait a minute, oh my gosh, you know, because it wakes you up. Look, this Just a Touch of J, baby, okay? So that little light on the inside, you be like waking them up, kind of, okay? So what happens is that God is like using that, okay, to go ahead and get them. Because this is what he says, okay, in the Bible. Y'all know I'm a believer. What God's word says is, okay? I'm going to go ahead and prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, all right? I'm going to make them your footstools. And while I'm doing all this, I'm going to anoint your head with oil and your cup's going to run over. Okay? It's going to overflow. Blessing after blessing after blessing. And it says you ain't even going to be able to contain it. It is going to be coming out like bow, 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 bow. You know, like me. I'll be dropping diamonds on boom, 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 everywhere. Putting all the pieces out there. So they looking and they trying to see what's going on. And what happens is they got to listen. All right? Come on now, God is in control of this thing. And when they listen, they getting blessed by the message. So listen, if you got anything going on in your life, and you got some haters and stuff, you start seeing coming around, you know, the people all of a sudden, now they want to be your friend or whatever it is, you know. They want to do with you before, but now they like, hold on, what's going on with you? You know, what you got going on? You getting phone calls, you getting visits, you getting all type of stuff happening. What you need to say is, hi, haters. Cause y'all need this work too. Yes. They need that work too. Okay. So look. Moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright. Like a diamond. That's my new thing, y'all. Oh my gosh. Hold on. Let me go ahead and sip on some of this tea. Told you I was going to sip on my tea again. Hold on. Ooh, this is hot. Amen. Oh my God. That tea just be doing something to me. Y'all gotta go ahead and get this detox tea. Oh my gosh. Look, I've been telling y'all about this tea for a while, but this is just a touch of it, baby. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, okay? So look, right now, let's talk about these pieces. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? You like the Instagram app. I know y'all listening to me everywhere in the whole world. Shout out to you, Peru. Okay? Y'all are doing y'all thing over there. All right, but Instagram. You know we got the Instagram app. Oh, yeah, and y'all out in Zimbabwe. Y'all doing y'all thing, too. All right, so let me go ahead and get to these pieces, right? You got the Instagram app. Okay, and on it, you know, my name is RONI76 on Instagram. That's my name on there. Okay, I've been putting out pieces for y'all. Oh my gosh. Y'all, I've been showing y'all the love of my life. Oh my God. Every time I talk about that man, child, he just do something to me. Like, oh, he's so fine. He's so wise. He's so thorough. And then God gave him to me. Whew. Child, listen, there's a lot of pieces out there. A lot of pieces out there, but I've been putting them out there in pieces for y'all because of the new song that I came out with too. All you need is just a touch of the J, touch of the J, touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? Did y'all see that one? But I'm really talking about the other one. Oh, here we go. Y'all know it's time for me to meditate. Okay, but I'm on here giving y'all that business. So look, this is just a touch of the J, baby. Y'all know when I start getting distracted, it's gonna be real foul. What? So look, anyway. Talking about the love of my life. It's a song, okay? It's called All He Needs Is Just a Touch of J. Make sure y'all go ahead and check that out. Oh my gosh. It's amazing. And y'all are doing really, really good. You know, we're checking it out. So thank you so much. Also, give a shout out to my daughter Sarai for her birthday. She's doing what it is that she do, that she do, that she do. Yeah, she turned 22. You know, so I did that. Been giving y'all some food. Yeah. I've been giving y'all some food and a lot of inspirational stuff. But let's go ahead and slide on over to Making Love in B's Kitchen. Y'all like it when I do it like that? That's where I do my food thing. Yeah. Okay, because this is just a touch of J. I got Making Love in B's Kitchen. And that's on IG. And then we have, you know, like a spinoff of it on Twitter, Tumblr, and then, you know, Facebook and all of that. You know, Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen. If you got the Just a Touch of J app, which we're getting ready to talk about shortly, you will be able to get them pieces through there too. All right, so look, Making Love in B's Kitchen. I've been over there. I'm Making Love in B's Kitchen. And if y'all want to see the love of my life, Making Love in B's Kitchen. And check them out, because you know I'm about to drop some more pieces out there for you. And I already got a video of them out there doing that, several of them, different ones. You know, so check it out, okay? But I've been making love in V's Kitchen, okay? And when I tell you I've been making love in V's Kitchen, baby, I've been making love in V's Kitchen. Whenever I start talking about it just does something to me. It just like turns me on, because food just turns me on. So look, I've been over there making vegetable cookies. Yes, baby, vegetable cookies, child, and muffins, vegetable muffins, they coming to y'all shortly. But the other day, I just dropped a little something out there. Yeah, just a little something. Yesterday, you know, little baked macaroni and cheese, collard greens, you know, all that stuff we like, some of us, most of us. Look, this is a touch of day. I love it. But I had to put that out there in pieces for y'all. Listen to the music, read inside, you know, the description, because look, I got a lot of pieces. Okay, but I'm going ahead and I'm doing all of that. Put a little omelet, little stuff out there. I made this amazing omelet, y'all, with hummus. Yeah, and tuna. Zucchini. And put a little bit of that up in there. So that's squash. Oh my gosh. Shout out to you again, baby. Love my life. Oh my gosh. I love that man. So anyway, look. What we gonna do? Move on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond and do what it is that I do, baby. Let's talk about the Just a Touch of J fitness stuff. Okay, so look, I lost 75 pounds, right? Okay, been keeping that off, doing what it is that I gotta do. Created a fitness program for all of y'all where you will be able to work out with me. Yeah, it's called the 400. So that's coming, all right? And I've been working on that. Actually, I gotta go ahead and do 4 miles as soon as I get done with y'all and meditate. You know, gotta be right. All right, so look, in doing all of that, okay, I have been creating juices for you guys, teas. Let me sip on some of this tea again real quick. Hold on. Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. Oh, it's something about that tea. But it's a detox tea, that tea. Okay, that's what it's called, that tea. So y'all gonna be able to go ahead and get that tea shortly. Okay, that's part of the whole fitness thing. And then we have the fitness apparel and Just a Touch of J's pieces. Yeah, like all French pieces. I got like waist shapers and all that type of stuff. But I also got like my fit and his fit. Yeah, y'all gonna be able to get our fits, like the things that I wear and stuff, like panties, everything, boxes for him, child, waist shapers for guys and women, all type of stuff, child. My stuff is called Jay's Fit and his stuff is called Taylor's Fit. Yeah, because we got to go ahead and put that thing out there in pieces for you. That JT fitness and all that other type of stuff, yeah, it's coming, trust me. Wait on it, okay? Now look, let me go ahead and move on over to the left so I can do what it is I do. Talk about the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all got the Just a Touch of J app doing this thing, yeah. Yeah, y'all got it out there. You that doing that one too, you know? Yeah, doing its thing, yeah. So thank you. Thank you for everybody that's been downloading it, especially the couple that I met when I was out running. What was it, yesterday? I met y'all yesterday. No, day before yesterday. I was out running and y'all was in the car chilling. Shout out to y'all. Thank you for all your love and support, girl. Thank you. I saw you follow me on Make a Lumbee's Kitchen on Instagram. So shout out to y'all. But yeah, you know, everybody that's out there supporting my app and everything, downloading it, I appreciate you, okay? New things are coming to that. Now, the last thing that I'm telling y'all. Oh, wait. There's two more things, child. These pieces. Oh my God, so many pieces to me. So many pieces to my puzzle. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Let me go ahead and talk about the Just a Touch of J cannabis line. Yeah, I got my own cannabis company, and I'm coming out with the first premiere of my French rolling papers, baby. Yes, green. Really, whatever color you want. You know, regular paper. You know, whatever it is. And, you know, that you do, baby. You know, you're going to be able to get your trays and all that type of stuff. But my papers, they call All You Need Is Just a Touch of J. And All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J, too. All right? And that's in the new songs that I've been putting out in pieces for you, baby. So make sure y'all go ahead and check that out, too, because it's coming. All right? Now, the last thing that I want to tell y'all about, if I go ahead and drop a dime on y'all, is, man, y'all got the Just a Touch of J podcast? Pop, 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 popping like popcorn? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing? Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yo. Listen, okay. You know, sometimes I come at y'all gangster. Sometimes I come at y'all real sexy, whatever. Look. I just gotta say this. Y'all are really thorough and wise. Like, for real. Oh my gosh. Like, my numbers is like crazy right now. I'm like, God, what is it that you doing? He said, I'm elevating you. I said, oh my God, I gotta keep going ahead and doing what it is that I do, baby. I gotta listen to God because my life is amazing. All right. So y'all got the Just a Touch of Jay podcast popping. Shout out to all my new subscribers, my listeners, everybody. I love you guys all around the world. Y'all are really doing y'all's thing. Like, thank you so much for your love and support. Look, this is Just a Touch of Jay, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So look, let me go ahead and skate all over to the left, to the left, to the left. Because I got to go ahead and drop a dime on y'all. And for those of y'all who don't know what dropping a dime is, a couple people outside the country, they hit me up in the inbox. Was like, ooh, I don't know what that is. And I was like, just kind of like giving you wisdom and knowledge. You know, like really giving you something that you need. Okay, so y'all already know I got a new thing that I say. I got a story to tell y'all, like Biggie. Like Biggie Smalls, the rapper. Mm-hmm. I got a story to tell, man. So I'm chilling. Doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do, right? God went ahead and dropped something in my spirit. Bow! And I started thinking. And y'all know what happened when I start thinking. Oh my gosh. I said, hold on. Somebody need this work. So I'm talking, I'm positing the guy. I'm like, you know, you sure cleaned me up. And I'm sitting back and I'm like, man. And I'm like, I was telling y'all about it on the other podcast about how God cleaned me up through the truth. And then God spoke a word to me. He said this, look, y'all, I got to come on here. I got to tell y'all. This is what he told me. He said, a lot of people in bondage because they don't tell the truth. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. You keep yourself in bondage when you don't tell the truth. But he said, no, they really like are captive in the bondage because they're lying to themselves and they're not telling everybody else the truth. And I said, oh my gosh, wait a minute, hold on. And then I started thinking, I said, yeah, I had some times in my life where I didn't want to tell people the truth because, you know, I didn't want to hurt their feelings or things like that. And I was just like, no, I can't tell them the truth. Or perhaps, okay. Sometimes, you know, you just don't want to put the truth out there because, you know, you don't want to believe the truth. Okay, so you like, no, you know, so you don't want to do that. Or you might have something going on inside of you, okay, where you don't want anybody to know that truth. Okay, look, this just touches that baby, okay? So I'm like this, okay, the truth set me free, okay, people going through because of that. He said, yeah, tell them that all they need to start doing is it's telling the truth about everything. I said, wait a minute, hold on. Right? And I started thinking, right? I said, that's what I do now. I tell the truth about everything. I just tell the truth. And the truth, that's what set me free. I told y'all, I was messed up. I'm telling y'all, look, I ain't trying to convert nobody, but I'm trying to tell you, look, this is just a touch, Jay. Okay? I am a believer. The truth has set me free. Okay? So listen. It's real quick. It's real easy. It's real simple. I'm going to tell y'all a couple stories. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there for you. And you're going to get these pieces. All you got to do is go ahead and just start telling the truth. Tell everybody the truth. Because see, what happens is that we live in lies. Okay? Anybody out there living in a lie? Like, seriously. Like, I'm talking about tell yourself the truth. Like, you're really living in a lie. Like, nothing about your life really is truthful. You don't even believe what you say. But see, what happens is, right, you start telling these lies. And when you start telling these lies to yourself, okay, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, woman, man, okay, right? You start telling yourself these lies. And then you start believing the lies that you tell yourself because you have to believe it, okay? Come on now. In order for you to be able to tell it to someone else. So now you constantly lying to yourself, okay? Because look, when you have these thoughts and things like that, you know, all this type of stuff, it starts to repeat itself. It turns into repetitious behavior. So let me talk to you about this. This is when you get strongholds, okay? Because God said, I got to make sure I tell you all about the strongholds. Okay, so look, the strongholds are the areas in your life where you struggle the most. It's a thing that you keep repeating over and over and over again that you're just starting to feel like you can't get out of. Look, this is just a touch of it, baby. I've been there. Okay? You repeat it over and over and over and over again. Whether it's the lie that you're telling yourself, the lie that you want everybody else to believe. I don't know what it is. I don't know what y'all got going on out there. This is just such a day, baby. Okay, I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. But what happens is you start to believe this lie that you're telling yourself, right? You're starting to believe it, okay? And what happens is that now these areas where you got these strongholds, the things that you repeat, that don't bring you any goodness. Stronghold. Ask yourself, what is it that I keep doing that has a stronghold on me? And then you got to work on that. You got to fix that. You got to tell yourself the truth. Okay? Tell yourself the truth about it. That's how you break the stronghold. That's the area that comes through things like when you lie to yourself. The enemy, look, he does everything to mess up your belief system. Everything. All he got to get you to do is just start lying to yourself. Before you know it, you're going to repeat it because you're going to have to tell a lie to cover this lie and a lie to cover that lie. And then you know what happens? You start feeling guilty. You start feeling bad about it eventually because now you know you're a liar. Okay? Now you know you can't even believe what it is that you're telling everybody else because you don't believe in yourself anymore. And then he starts tearing you down through these strongholds that you built up. Whether it might be alcohol, whether it might be sexual addictions, whatever it is, whatever your piece is, food, whatever your piece is. These strongholds start coming on us and we can't get out of them. And all you have to do to get out of it is just tell everybody the truth. Tell yourself the truth. Tell God the truth. Tell everybody the truth. I tell everybody the truth. Now, you know, you're going to have to gauge how you're going to have to do that. You got to be careful. Okay. You hurt people's feelings and things like that. But what I'm saying is that you have to be able to tell yourself the truth, and the truth is going to set you free and you won't be in bondage. When people are in bondage, it's because they can't tell the truth. See, what happens is that when God goes ahead in the Bible, it says that they're dumb. They will be dumb and not able to speak. Because it's like God's conviction is over them. They feel bad for what they're doing. You know, many are called, few are chosen. Okay? For those who, you know, are called according to his purpose. Things like that, because he has to change you. He has to get you to see that what you're doing is wrong. It doesn't sit well with you. Look, this is just a touch of it, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. If you're struggling, anybody is out there right now struggling. Struggling with your belief system. Struggling with who you are. You're trying to figure it out. Maybe you thought you knew who you were. But like I told you, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So is she. So if you're out here and you're telling a lot of lies and you're in disbelief and you can't get it together, you got to check yourself because you might be wrecking yourself. Start telling yourself the truth. The truth will set you free. All right, so look, y'all, that's it. I don't got nothing else to tell y'all. These strongholds literally come up and we start getting into these strongholds and they tear us up. And a lot of times it's because we don't know who we are, okay? Because we know who we are, we know who we are not, okay? And when you know who you are, you tell the truth. You tell everybody the truth. You don't have to lie. You don't have to turn into a chameleon, or you don't have to be this way with one person, this way with another one. Your whole life can turn into a lie. But when you tell yourself the truth, and you tell everybody else the truth, you tell God the truth, he'll help you out with that. He'll show you the areas you have to work on. You got to start telling the truth. Tell the truth. The truth is going to set you free. You won't be in bondage anymore. A lot of people are literally held captive in bondage. Just serious bondage. Because they can't be truthful. You understand? They can't be truthful because the truth hurts them. Okay? It hurts them. So if you're struggling with it, you just have to work on you. I had to do it. I see y'all throw all type of trickery. Child, look, this is just a touch of J. Lying to people, scheming, scamming up with us. Look, okay? Look, yo, I told y'all I had a girlfriend, a boyfriend, and all type of stuff. Another girlfriend, another boyfriend. Child, listen. And they knew about it. Like, look, this is just a touch of J, baby. I was doing all type of trickery trying to find myself. I am no saint. Okay, but I'm telling y'all how God went ahead, created me this clean heart, and how right now, look, my life is amazing. My life is amazing. I got a piece and a jewel down on the inside of me, and I'm winning. I'm out here shining on them, dropping dimes. I don't have no issues. And I let God handle them. If I do, All right? So what I'm trying to tell you is, all I did, I said, you know what, God? I just got to start telling God the truth. And I told him the truth. And I said, help me, please. Because I got to work on me. I can't be out here all messed up. And I'm not no liar, so I can't be out here doing all that. No, I need to tell myself the truth. So you got to tell yourself the truth. All right, look, I'm trying to set y'all free. The truth will really set you free. Just start telling the truth. Whatever it is that you feel, whatever it is that you got going on, just tell the truth about it. It's really going to set you free. You're going to feel so good because you're not in bondage. It's not holding you. So you think when you hold it in, it's doing damage. There's a meme that's out there. Then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to skate on out of these pieces. It shows somebody holding on to a rope, right? And the rope is kind of burning them as they're holding on to it because they're trying to tug on to something, but it's like burning the hand, okay? And it says, sometimes holding on, right, will hurt you more than just letting it go. So when you're holding on to this lie, yo, it's doing something on the inside of you. It's damaging you. You're getting damaged. You're getting messed up and messed up and messed up because you're holding on to these things. And that's where you get these strongholds. Like I said, sex, whatever, promiscuity, whatever it is that you're doing, you know, drug using, drinking, whatever. You start getting all these things because they become coping mechanisms to help you through all of this. But when you start telling yourself the truth, baby, listen, this is just a touch of J. As fine as I am at almost 44 years old, honey, I'm thorough and I'm definitely wise. Okay? And I'm out here living my best life. Okay? Doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. Shining bright like a diamond. Okay? I'm happy. Okay? I got to love my life, you know. You know, I know who he is. And I'm chilling. I'm having an amazing time. Okay? So look, I'm going to go ahead and skate on up out of here. Hold on, let me sip on something with this tea real quick. Just a little bit. Hold on. Oh my God. Shout out to you, baby. Love my life. Yo, I can't stop talking about him because, you know, like I said in the last podcast, when you know God gave you somebody, you know that they really thorough and wise on the inside, you know. And he's a lot like me, you know, a lot like me. So look, if y'all are out just struggling and y'all got anything going on, like I said, just start telling yourself the truth. Yeah, it's going to set you free, baby. It's really going to set you free. Tell everybody the truth. All the stuff that you don't want, you know, the stuff that you try to hide on the inside of you. You know them secrets. Just tell the truth about it. You know, if you had to, you know, and it applies to the whole, you know, concept of you trying to go ahead and get yourself together, whatever it is that you are doing. You know, I'm just saying, if you're struggling, start doing stuff like that. Yeah. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Like I said, your thoughts, your mind, your heart, all that, they go together. Yeah. And it says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Yeah, you go from like blowing this way to blowing that way. You don't know what you got going on. But it's probably because you're telling yourself a lie. Ladies, gents, you know, I don't know. But just try to, you know, sort through those pieces. You know, I had to drop a dime on you. I had a story to tell, like Biggie. Like real talk. I was really sitting there and I was really thinking. I said, you know what? The truth really does set you free. It really does. But the first thing you got to do, like I said, tell God the truth. Tell yourself the truth and then tell everybody else the truth about the lies and you'll be just fine. All right, so look, how y'all want me to end this? Huh? Hell, oh my God, how y'all want me to end this? You want me to do it like this? Peace is for you. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this, baby? Huh? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, the last thing that I tell y'all is I got three things that I tell y'all before I leave out, right? First thing is, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't do that. And don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Now look, you just might be making somebody else. You know, somebody else might be making you feel like you ain't their own wives, especially if you out there, you lying and stuff. Because then you got to lie this, you got to lie that. Because why would you lie if maybe somebody, you know, made you feel like you had to? Or you felt like you had to. And that goes on to the next thing. Don't let nobody, and I mean nobody, nobody, stop you from shining on them, baby. Yes. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Right? Shine bright like a diamond. Yes. Woo. Shout out to you, Rihanna girl, if you listening. Yes. She's shining bright like a diamond. Yeah, she got the panties going on, the lingerie. And her stuff is nice. Fenty Beauty, some of it's a bit much. You know, no offense, girl, if you're listening. But, you know, I like it. I spent a lot of hundreds on it, too. Probably about 500-600. Yeah, on her stuff. And it's nice. Yeah, I can freak with it. I can freak with them pieces. She got the makeup. She got, and I love her Rihanna perfume. Oh, my God, the blue one. Chell, it kind of reminds me of Dolce & Gabbana. You know, the blue. But it's a little different, you know. So I freaks with her with it, you know. And she just got so much going on. She's shining bright. And that's what y'all gotta do. Okay? Shine on them. Cause they hate it, baby. Yes. Right? And the last thing that I tell y'all is to spread love. Yes, baby. Spread love. Cause it's the Brooklyn way, man. It's just a touch of J. All I'm trying to do is put this thing out there in pieces for y'all. That's it. I ain't trying to do nothing else. That's all I'm trying to do. You know, when God tell me, go ahead, drop a dime on y'all, I'm like, look, okay, hold on. Who need the word? And he bring it to me like, bow, bow, bow. I'm like, oh, okay. Help me deliver this thing. You know what I pray about before I speak to y'all? None of me, all of you, God. Speak to your people. Because that's what he gave me. And I ain't trying to be no preacher or nothing like that. But if he give me a word, I got to go ahead and share it. You know, I got to show y'all because I know I used to be all messed up. And stuff. And you know, some of y'all out there, y'all just going through some stuff and y'all need the knowledge and the wisdom. And it's my perspective on it, baby. I'm sorry, y'all. Don't know when I'm giving y'all that business. And it be trying to mess up my voice. Hold on. Let me get some more of this tea real quick. Ew, that one sound nasty. Let me do that one again. Hold on. Did that sound sexy for y'all? Look, this just a touch of J, baby. Wait till y'all get this tea. I told you it's called this tea. Yes, 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 this tea. You know, anyway. So spread love because it's the Brooklyn way. Like I said, it's just a touch of J. Give love, please. And love yourself. Because when you love yourself, your whole life is not a lie. And you're not in bondage. And you don't have these strongholds because you're in bondage. Come on, y'all, we can't. We can't. It's 2020. It's almost over. It has been crazy. Child, 2020 has been something. And y'all got to break out of these strongholds that keep you in bondage. That thing that you keep doing and doing and doing. And it's not bringing you anything. It's just hurting you or hurting somebody else. That's the stronghold, the bondage, a lot of times from the lies and the stuff that we don't believe. Okay? And the truth got to set y'all free. Okay, so if you spread some love to yourself, shout out to my self-love campaign, man. Look, I don't even know what day we on, child. Look, they got it on the app. They got everything. Everything is popping months out and all of that. But we are doing what it is that we do, okay? And we are living it and having a good time. So spread love, all right? Because it's the Brooklyn way. I'll recap real quick. Okay, all this podcast is basically about, you know, I just got an aha moment. All right? I knew that the truth set me free. But telling people the truth is really what set me free. I told God, and then I started to tell myself, and then I said, you know what? No, I can't be living no lie life. I'm too thorough and wise. I started telling the truth to everybody, and the truth gonna set you free. Like, I had, like, lists and stuff of people, and I was like, okay, let me call this one, apologize to that one. Let me, okay, done. Okay, let me see, God, show me what area I might have hurt somebody or did something like that. Okay, I did that. Okay, let me go ahead and make sure I handle that. Okay, check that off. I was doing it like that because, baby, when you really believe that you thorough and you wise, you can handle stuff like that. The truth will set you free because you ain't got no problem doing the truth. But sometimes you, like I said, the enemy. You know, and ourselves too. All right, man. Okay? These areas come up. We make ourselves feel like we ain't thorough and wise, baby. Like I always tell you, like Moses. Okay? God telling you to go tell my people this. He said they will not believe me. But see, what he believed about they was really what he believed about himself. No, this just touched that baby. Because he didn't really know if they was going to believe him or not. But he was telling himself that lie because he didn't know. Right? And he didn't want to go ahead and do it. Right? Because he was afraid. He didn't know if the truth was going to set him free. He didn't know that. If it was going to set God's people free. He was like, they ain't going to believe me. But then God had to show him. What do you have in your hand? And you know, I tell you all the time, he thought it was just a rod. And God said, no, it's not. You have in your hand all that you need. And sometimes y'all just already got it in your hand. All you got to do is just tell yourself the truth about it. That's it. Tell everybody else the truth. And it's really going to set you free. And he went down there and he delivered the message. And he did what it is that he had to do. Because he had to believe in himself. God didn't even pay him attention when he was like, they ain't going to believe me. He's like, man, what do you got in your hand? Okay? Come on, man. You have all you need. All right? So look, that's it. Put the truth out there. See if that sets y'all free. I mean, I said the truth has set me free. And I told y'all, tell God the truth. And, you know, tell yourself the truth. But I'm talking about tell other people the truth. Yeah. And see if that sets you free. So look, I'm on up out of here, right? I love my baby. I got things I got to do. Right? It's just a touch of it, baby. And I'll be back. Right? When I got something else to say. This is just a touch of Jay. I gotta throw this thing back with the truth.
Man, what y'all want me to say? I gotta give a shout out to my man Nas. I told y'all this thing was coming.
Man, you might as well hate me now.
Football season has returned.
This is just a touch of Jay.
Been a long time.
Just a touch of Jay.
Been a long time coming.
Just a touch of Jay.
Life or death with me, man.
This is just a touch.
There's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am,
feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now,
come on,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now.
Do it now, do it now, do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the riches. Nas get in ya, most critically acclaimed Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator. My style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators ringside try, watching my paper. Almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's for this rap stuff that I stand for. Expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams. But it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum black back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power, I got millions of thugs on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now,
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now,
I can't stop.
Cause I can't stop now.
You can
now.
Hate me.
You can hate me now.
Do it
I
now.
I hate you too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on, come on.
Cause I can't stop now.
Come on.
You can hate me now,
hate
do
me
it now.
Now
you can hate me now.
Do it now, I told you, do it now.
This is just a touch of Jay.
when I do it like that. I woke up this morning like,
woke up this morning. Yeah. You got yourself.
Yeah.
Got yourself.
Yo, I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You from the hood, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You want beef, hope ya.
Got yourself.
And when I see you, I'ma take what I want, so you try to front, hope ya.
Got yourself.
You ain't real, hope ya.
Oh man, I know y'all ready for this one. Steady, are you ready? Oh my gosh, y'all like that? Y'all know I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you, right? I mean, I know y'all know what's going on, right? Didn't I tell y'all this is just a touch of J? Man, y'all better stop acting like y'all don't know what I'm doing.
What's going down? However do you want me?
J.
However do you need me?
J.
However do you want me?
Oh my gosh, y'all gotta check this one out.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ready for this one?
To tell when nothing that I got going
nothing,
on
man,
me, man.
Nothing.
It's just such a change. You already know I put this out there in pieces for you, right?
Oh yeah, baby. That's that joint right there. Ooh.
Jay.
Come on.
Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot. Make it pop.
Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, you really, really, really work my body. You really, really, really turn me out. You really, really, really get the goodness. You really, really make me scream and shout. You really taught me how to work my body. You really taught me how to go down south. You really, really try to hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah, gangsta. I just have to drop a bomb on them.
Honestly,
like,
man.
Y'all know how I feel when I wake
up
in the morning.
I honestly feel like, man, this is just a touch of J.
J.
And I will not lose.
Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas? Hey, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You?
You?
What?
Jay-Z.
What's up? Been on my... Nigga, you love my style, nigga. You not the king. Mess with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pot, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? At your cottage, at the side of your dome, come out of my throne. I got this lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame, kept my name in his music. Check it. I
mess with your soul like ether.
Beat you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Wait a minute. I did prove that you lost already. Okay, I did. All right. But have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all downloaded the Just a Touch of J app? Matter of fact, have y'all listened to the Just a Touch of J podcast? And I know y'all out there, you know, checking out my marijuana papers called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Yeah, I try to put that out there in pieces for you, right? Also, have y'all
Have y'all checked out, lady? Okay, y'all hear that? Have y'all checked out the Just a Touch of J fitness line? Man, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all check it out. Man, listen to the next song too, all right? It's up next.
You know, I still run with that blood of a slave balling in my veins. It's just hot until a nigga can't take it no more. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Turn my voice up. Ayo, the brother's still matic. I crawled up out of that grave, wiping the dirt, cleaning my shirt. They thought I'd make another illmatic, but it's always forward, I'm moving. Never back with stupid, here's another classic. C-notes is falling from the sky.
Y'all hear that?
Oh, man.
By now the credits roll, the star and Nas, executive poet, produced, directed by the kids slash Escobar. Narration describes the lives of lost tribes in the ghetto trying to survive. The feature opens with this young black child. Fingers scratched, cigarette burns on the sofa, turning the TV down while Mary Jane girls, 45s playing, soft in the background. Food from C-Towns, mornings was passed round, stepped over dope fiends, walking out the door, all of us poor. I learned the difference between the snitches, the real ones, and who's soft, and the murderous, hungriest crews. People jumping from roofs, shotguns pumping, made it through my youth, walking very thin lines, ages 7 and 9, that's the age I was on my album cover. This is the rebirth, I know the streets thirst water like Moses, walking through the hot desert, searching to be free. This is my ending and my new beginning, nostalgia, alpha and omega places, it's like a glitch in the matrix. I seen it all, did it all, most of y'all a pop for a minute, spit a sentence, then the game and get rid of y'all. Y'all got there, but y'all ain't get it all. I want my style back, hate the C-shot playing, it's the rap repo man, to them double up hustlers, bitters, niggas who real, professional, stick up kids, dreaming for meals, let my words guide you, get inside you, from crypt to pyros, this is survival.
Survival, yeah, man.
What's my name?
J-U-S-T-A T-O-U-C-H O-F underscore a letter J.
J.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. The girl who fly and talk so nicely, put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the tea, this is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you wish with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town. Yeah, I've been that. You know I where you and your men's at. Through the smurf, through the WAP baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringin' 88 back.
Y'all know I'm giving y'all that business, right?
Jay. Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My lobs again, lit up the trunk of the car, we got the. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up.
Oh my gosh, I'm killing y'all with this. This is just a touch of J, man. I put this out to your pieces for you.
Let the music diffuse all attention. Ball or convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my face. Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
Well, y'all to go over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen, huh? It's where I do my food thing. Yeah, and y'all got the Just a Touch of Jay podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, y'all so thorough and wise. Yeah, but anyway, look, let's get back to Nas, man, cause they shooting.
Yo, my mood is real rude. I'll beat you out, show you what's do. Mobsters don't box my obliges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Pun said, you ain't even in me classa. Maybach, Benz, backseat, TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how to this. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, it's a don you with. My non-spit, jigging blues consciousness.
Now let me end this right. Cause all I need is one mic.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here. It's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip would probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs, like Osiris and Isis, parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cop again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody come on, little brothers is grown. The rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chasing street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to fly with my power, this is what Nas is about. Brothers, the time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. All I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah. All I need is one cup, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Touch all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 between 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my duns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get caught up. Pain to go through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Brothers roll up. From wheelchairs, my heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this all slide for too many years, too many times. Now I'm strapped with a couple of too many. If y'all people really with me, get busy, load up the. Do more than just hold it, explode the until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rust, we rust. Flying, feel it, I feel it in my gut that we take these dudes to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now. My people's the time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. There's nothing else in the world. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand and want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick stuff, but my name is biblical. Wonder what my secrets is. Enemies move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late, I'm mad, young, I'm laughing. Cause I'm a cool brother. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you brothers, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing. War gets deep. Some beef is everlasting. Complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a when we killed, body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler purchased my reins. People throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got their work and complain. Women left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight. Swelling my melon cause none of these brothers real. Heard they were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm fine.
finally found. You need some soul searching, the time is now.
All I need is one mic.
One mic.
All I need is one mic.
One mic.
That's all I ever needed in this world. Cash. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
Cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
Spread my voice to the whole world.
This is just a touch of day, y'all. And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. Man, make sure y'all keep staying tuned. I got a lot of stuff coming to y'all, man. Remember, the truth shall set you free, okay? Make sure y'all keep being thorough and wise, because I am. So, y'all, what y'all out there doing? Listen, right? So, remember when I told y'all that I was going to give y'all, you know, a little tribute to Nas? You know, he came out with his new album, and it was definitely thorough and wise. But I decided to do a little throwback thing for him. Yeah, I wanted to throw it back. You know, everybody's always coming out with all this new stuff. I'm like, you know what? This is just a touch of J, man. I got to put this out there in pieces for y'all. So I say, you know what? Let me go ahead, throw this thing back. And I want y'all to check it out. Listen, all right? It's up next. Hey, y'all. What y'all out there doing? Huh? Y'all out there shining on them. I know you out there living your best life. Well, listen, right? I got some new songs of the week for you. I had to give a shout out to my girl, Mary J. Blige. That's the queen. Has her own documentary on Amazon. Yeah, it's all about my life, right? Which is so crazy because there's a Just a Touch of J documentary too, and it's all about my life. So what I did was I put together some songs for Beat Break Radio and for you guys, okay? Make sure y'all check it out on the 411 Wire. And right after this, yeah, they're up next, man. It's all about how she's influenced my life. And like I said, baby, this is just a touch of jazz. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all stay tuned to what's
the word on the street is she's got the 411 on the latest news and entertainment. It's the 411 Wire.
Hey, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby.
Jay, what y'all out there doing?
Huh? Oh, my gosh, y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, right? You are listening to Beat Break Radio, 87 FM, and Reach One Communications, where it's everything podcast and music, baby. And this is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Oh my gosh, yes. What's the 411, hun? You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. And this is the 411 Wire. And I got the hottest entertainment segment for you for this week. All right, man. What we're going to do this week is we're going to switch this one up just a little bit, dedicating this whole segment to my girl, Mary J. Blige. Shout out to you, queen. Let's go back in time and take a listen to some of her songs. This is just a touch of J, man. Oh, my gosh. Make sure y'all checking out my girl, Mary J. Blige, on her new Amazon documentary, man.
Documentary,
it's
man.
It's all about my
it's
life.
It's all about my life. Yeah. All right? So the song's
about to
week.
Put this out there in pieces for you.
No, I can't
wanna be late.
y'all. Did y'all like that? This is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all already know I got another one for you, right? Let me slow it down.
Slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
Hey. Don't rush, baby.
Gosh, man, listen. Y'all know I got another one for you, right? This is Just a Touch of Jay. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you, man. Cause I don't wanna do anything else. Y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that? Don't you, man? Listen here. I told y'all this is Just a Touch of Jay, right? Mary just trying to let y'all know, man. All she want is just you and me. She don't want nothing else, alright? Check out the next song, man. What's up next? This one right here. This is Just a Touch of Jay. Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, man. Listen to Mary, right? She wants y'all to know that your boy, I need. Oh,
for you anytime you need
it.
Nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There were few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live. in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. One light, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Oh man, what can I hit y'all with now, man? I think I gotta give y'all something special. Classic throwback. She says she can love you. I told y'all, man, I got another one for you, baby. This is just a touch of J, man. Gotta reminisce over the loves that we had, right? At least that's what Mary J. Blige says. Everything, man. I'ma end this one off right here with this track. It's another classic one, man. Y'all know this is just a touch of you, right? And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. Right? Thanks for listening. JUSTATOUCHOF _ a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call.
Google Just a Touch of J, download the Just a Touch of J app, and check me out on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. The link is in the bio. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all you. Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J.
Y'all hear that?
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of J.
Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby.
This is just a touch of the J.
y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?
Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with Just a Touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in. All right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that? Yeah, man.
This is just a touch of J. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen.
Going over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She's gonna get brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of shit. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh, man. Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby. Y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I can put this out in pieces for you.
Significant others.
Yeah,
y'all can just
y'all can just take a chill to this one right here.
Yeah, man.
This beat goes so hard, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It's called the box. Y'all know about the box?
Yeah.
Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and gravitate.
Those
Yeah. Matter of fact, make sure y'all keep checking that out over at Make Another Beat's Kitchen. Cause, there's some new people that's coming to y'all. Yeah. Just a touch of J, right? I'm just trying to put it all like in pieces for you, baby.